We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Show comedy from Orchard Park tonight. Tomorrow night, we will be in Pittsburgh, in downtown Pittsburgh, at the Wyndham Garden Hotel, doing radio down there for a couple of nights as the Bills get set to play or practice with the Steelers and then play them on Saturday. The team is already there, and joining us on the line right now is Buffalo Bills center Eric Wood. Eric, you made it safely and soundly and fought your way through the rush hour traffic in Pittsburgh. That's never fun, is it?
Yeah, we just made it in.
Hey, thanks for coming on the air with us tonight. I know you guys got a tight schedule tonight. Hey, this is your sixth year with the Bills, your sixth training camp, Eric. This camp to me seems different than a lot that I've been around just because there's so much moving around. And almost, I said to somebody, feels like the Bills are the Harlem Globetrotters or something right now.
Yeah, we've been traveling a lot lately, and we'll have an extended stay down here in Pittsburgh. And this will be my first joint practice since I've been in the NFL, so. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be pretty interesting.
You know, we were talking on the radio show earlier tonight about this structure of a joint practice and a lot of discussion over the years about preseason, how much is too much. It seems to me if you're going to practice with a team for a couple of days or maybe, three practice sessions, then maybe you really only need a couple of other preseason games because you're going to get a lot of contact and a lot of work in these next few days against the Steelers, aren't you?
Yeah, and it'll be good work down here. And I don't know what necessarily the right amount for preseason games is. I know as a rookie, I like getting a few under my belt before I turned it up for the real thing. When we played Monday Night Football in 2009 against New England, I was glad I had a few preseason games before that. And we had five that year, actually. So, they're good, and as long as nobody gets hurt, they're great. But, you always worry about somebody possibly getting hurt. And that could affect you down the road. But the more opportunities we get to go against other defenses, I know that's going to make us better on offense.
What do you think the teamwork, the 11-on-11 sessions, will be like against the Steelers in terms of, tempo and intensity?
I'd imagine they'll be pretty intense. There's a lot of guys out there. We have a lot we're fighting for as an offense, as a team. But there's also a lot of guys fighting to make this team. And I'm sure those guys are really looking forward to the opportunity to go out and prove themselves tomorrow and Thursday out in the practice field as well as Saturday in the game. And I'd imagine it'd be pretty intense.
Even in the drills that you do when you're at training camp, for the most part, you are lining up across from the same couple of defensive tackles. This will be different for you in the O-line, D-line drills to get a look at somebody else, somebody else's move, somebody else's technique. I would think that there'd be some benefit to that.
Yeah, definitely some benefit to that. Just get used to different techniques, different playing styles. But, a lot of times when we go into a game, when we face a different defense, we prep for them pretty hard. And we haven't done a ton of film work on Pittsburgh. I've faced a few of their guys before, but they got some new faces that, you're kind of going in blank is a little different. But, after a few days, we'll definitely become comfortable with them.
I wonder, Eric, the fact that they are, maybe one of the most traditional 3-4 defenses still in the NFL, and it's a different look than you'll probably see for most of the season. Does that change a little bit of how you guys get ready or what you'll have to look at this week?
Yeah, a lot of our schemes, a lot of our blocking schemes are different based upon their defense, especially from the defense we've played pretty much exclusively four down fronts through training camp and through two preseason games. So it'll be different. It'll be tough for some of the younger guys. They've got a whole new set of responsibilities they need to learn, but it'll be good for us. And facing a defense like the Steelers will be tough work for us offensively, but if we can go out and execute well against them, then that'll bode well for us down the road.
We're on the line with Eric Wood, Bills center, Bills captain. He's in Pittsburgh where the Bills are setting up shop, starting to practice jointly with the Steelers starting tomorrow afternoon. I know you talked to some media guys in Rochester earlier today, Eric, and you said something which I found pretty interesting about progress on offense. And it makes sense, with what you guys are trying to do offensively, that it's not going to be an overnight process. You mentioned how it's a process, really, what you're trying to do offensively. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. What I had said earlier was kind of just along the lines of I don't know exactly what we were ranked offensively last year, but it wasn't very good. And if we want to become a top five, top three, possibly even the top offense in the league, we have a lot of work to do, and that's not going to happen overnight. And I think continually building each day and doing the little things will benefit us down the road. And And we've had ups and downs offensively, and that's kind of what we're trying to eliminate. Have more. We need to have more ups than downs and play a lot more consistent football. And I think we're getting there. We see it on film, and sometimes the results aren't clear without breaking down the film and maybe necessarily knowing everybody's responsibility on every play. But the progress is getting there.
I think the progress was evident in the Carolina game, don't you? You guys moved the ball pretty well. You ran the ball pretty well. I'm sure you'd like to be a little more productive down near the goal line. But overall, I thought the offense had a decent day against Carolina last Friday.
Yeah, we executed pretty well. Put up some decent yards. I've played three series, and we had 26 plays in three series. That's a good amount of time controlling the football. But when you only have 3 points to show for it, that's not a successful day. So. In a real game, we may have kicked the field goal, but Coach Maroon challenged us down the 1 yard line, and we failed, and that's on us as an offense, and especially us up front. So we got to get better. And luckily, that was only the preseason, but there was stuff to build on from that game for sure.
As you know, Eric, a lot of eyes focused on EJ Manuel in this training camp, and you're just over 3 weeks into camp. Do you see progress from EJ with all the reps he's had over these first 3 weeks of work?
I do. I think EJ's playing good football, and he's night and day mentally from last year, and dealing with him has been a pleasure. You know, he's got a great head on his shoulders. He put a lot of work in this offseason, and it's starting to show. And, you know, kind of like all of us, we're still trying to fine-tune our craft here in this preseason, and he's trying to do the same. And, you know, learning timing with two top targets of his with Mike Williams and Sammy Watkins. You know, he's got a lot on his plate, but he's doing a great job, and you know, really looking forward to how he performs this year.
As a line, you're trying to fine-tune some different combinations. I mean, so far you've had a rookie left tackle in Chantrell Henderson. I know Cyril Richardson's get a lot of reps at one of the guard spots. Tell me how that's gone, working the new guys in and with all the work that they've had these first couple of games.
Yeah, we brought in some talented young guys. We brought in a good veteran, Chris Williams, and you know, we're trying to find the right combination of guys, and we know Cordy will be in that group when Cordy Glenn comes back, whenever that may be. So we know he's in the mix, but I think Centrell Henderson's done a great job when he's been given the opportunity to go with the ones, and he's shown me tremendous talent and work ethic, which has been pleasant. And Cyril has done a great job, Cyril Richardson, Cyrus Kwanja is coming along, and Mackie McPherson backing up at center. We've got a lot of young guys competing, and that competitiveness is good for everybody in the O-line room.
Tell me about the rushing identity of this team, Eric. It's pretty evident through the first two preseason games that, you know, you guys ran the ball more than anybody else in the league last year. It seems like that's the way they want to go this year. How do you feel about that, and do you guys welcome that challenge?
Yeah, Coach Hackett always talks about wanting to stay balanced, and as an offensive line, you like that because you don't get the defensive guessing as much, and a lot of teams are getting really pass happy, and a lot of offensive linemen get teed off when that happens. So we appreciate how balanced we are offensively, and with the stable of running backs we have behind us, if we can open up holes, they generally make us look pretty good. So. You know, we look for big things from the run game again this year. We want to get our yards per carry up from last year, but you know, second in the league last year was something we could hang our hat on a little bit.
Yeah, and the stable of running backs got even bigger. And when you see Bryce Brown and Booby Dixon running the way they did last Friday night, the possibilities are limitless back there in the offensive backfield right now, I would think.
Yeah, those two new guys are doing a tremendous job for us. You know, a lot different styles, and that's great because Booby Dixon brings that physical nature we need, and Bryce has got that little extra juice that not many guys has. He's got a ton of speed, a lot of explosiveness. So two great additions to our football team.
Around the line with Eric Wood, Bills center. He is in Pittsburgh where the Bills are setting up shop, getting ready for a couple of practices with the Steelers in the game on Saturday night against Pittsburgh. Eric, you were a captain for this team last year. What does it mean to you to be a captain on this roster?
It was an honor to be voted captain last year. Anytime you can be voted on for anything amongst your peers, it means a lot. And, you know, this is a franchise I have a a lot of adoration for, and I want to get to the playoffs as bad as anybody, and you know, to hopefully lead us to that and be one of the captains, one of the leaders, means a lot to me, and not something I take lightly. You know, I work each day to try and become a better leader, better player, and set an example when I need to, and say something when I need to.
And typically you wait until what, the last week or two of camp before you vote on captains again? Is that how it'll probably work?
Yeah, I think that's how we did it last year, maybe 1 week before the season we voted.
I saw you got some offensive line teammates together for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge today before you left Rochester. Have you dried out from that yet?
Yeah, we dried out. It was colder than I expected. You know, I iced up after every practice, and you know, but that's generally just your lower half of your body. When you throw it on your head like that, it's a pretty shocking feeling.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, one more thing before you go. I know that you are hosting a special benefit for Carly's Club here in Western New York. It's Monday, September 22nd, the day after the Bills play the San Diego Chargers. It's going to be at Templeton Landing. It's Jock Tales with the Bills, hosted by Bills captain Eric Wood. You and some of your teammates are going to be there, I guess, being celebrity bartenders for a fundraiser for Carly's Club, right?
Yeah, it's an event I did last year, and trying to expand it to a little bit bigger venue this year. So it'll be at Templeton Landing. You can buy tickets through my Twitter account. I've tweeted a link out that Bills fans or anybody in the Buffalo area can attend. And it'll be a fun night. We'll have a lot of the players bartending, and they had a great time doing that last year. And all the tips go to charity. A buddy of mine's coming up from Nashville. He'll sing some country music, and I may try and get a Buffalo group as well for some live music, but we'll have a silent auction and just really trying to raise as much money as possible for a great foundation, great charity in Louisville, and Carly's Club.
Great. And that is Jock Tales with the Bills, Monday, September 22nd, Templeton Landing. And as Eric said, you can get the ticket information at his Twitter account, at ewood70. Eric, thanks for this. I know you've got a tight schedule down there in Pittsburgh tonight. We thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, John.
Okay. Eric Wood, Bills captain, Bills center, on the line with us from Pittsburgh. The Bills have checked into their headquarters hotel in Pittsburgh. They'll be there until Saturday night when they play the Steelers. We'll be there tomorrow night doing our show live from the Wyndham Garden Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night this week. A lot more to come. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.